Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome. We are back with a bang. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. It's a brand new week and a brand new episode. We're not around last week. You don't want to miss this episode. This lady, Rashida, I don't want to talk about it. We touched on sensitive topics, but we had to. It's International Women's Day. We celebrate our women. There's movie recommendation. We even play the game. You don't want to miss that. So please tune in, enjoy, and we're going to enjoy this one. Peace out.
Hey, hey, hey. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, boys and girls. Hello,
ladies and gentlemen.
You say I miss you for 1 week. I haven't seen you. Have you been?
I miss you, my dear Rashida. Been fine, and you?
I'm fine.
I miss our listeners.
Oh, I miss our listeners
a bit.
Are you sure?
Did you hear me say a bit?
Say the truth. You know, you're always arguing with our listeners. You don't want to. Are you sure?
I miss them. You see, what happened now?
I would like to start off this episode apologizing to our esteemed listeners, our lovely listeners. We had to miss a week because of some unforeseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. You know, life happens and it did happen. Mm-hmm. Nothing we couldn't overcome, but unfortunately, we had to miss that week. But we are back. We are better. Back with a bang, you know.
Yes, so
what do they say? All protocol are being observed.
All protocol with let's leave it with all protocol observed.
English. That thing, Shah, that they used to say, and we are observing it exactly as you think and feel in the blood. So, we are happy to be back. It's a brand new week. We are back. Last, we are back.
Yeah, we miss you guys.
We really miss you guys. We are back. Sorry, Bella. Hey, Joe.
You sis, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
How was your week? How were you doing?
You see, your grandma is too much, right? It's not that thing that you're thinking, Sha.
You serious? I wasn't thinking anything.
I know you now. Your mind is rotting, Rashida. So let me clarify that. Let's put that aside. I don't know if you have already infected some of our listeners, so let's clear that one first. Do you understand?
That has been cleared.
So moving forward, my week has been fantastic. Alhamdulillah. There's some uneventful things, you know, but nothing that I couldn't overcome. Alhamdulillah, this life, this health. Aluta continue, will move. Alhamdulillah, my week was good. Alhamdulillah. Fantastic. How was your week? Before I forget, Abuja, the one thing that I didn't like about my week, this is the heat in Abuja. My goodness me.
It's hot. Wow.
I think, was it on today's Saturday? It's really hot. I think, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Nobody can convince me otherwise. It got to 41, 42 degrees. It was blazing, scorching. It was hot, and the worst part, no light.
Double wahala.
Double wahala for the body. So the good thing about that day, when I started to rain, so it helped. It was as in God wanted to help us, like, this idiot, let me even help you. In our rain at night, it was windy, it was kind of chilly, but in the morning, back to square one. That's the one thing I didn't like about my week. But alhamdulillah. Look at you, you're all covered in layers. I'm complaining of heat. I wish our listener could see Rashida jacket or whatnot.
I'm wearing my jacket. I cannot even care to on the heat. I'm just trying to keep warm. I'm sorry you guys are going through that heat weather.
Thank you. Thank you. How was your own week, Rashida?
My week was fine. It was okay. Alhamdulillah. I'm happy to report that I was doing a lot of works this week. I've lost 1.5 kg. It's not a lot, but I've lost 1.5 kg and I'm proud of that.
No, Rashida, sorry to cut you. You know that show, The Biggest Loser?
Yes, yes. I love that show.
When you lose 1.5 kg, do you see the celebration? And you're saying it's not a lot casually.
Yeah,
please.
No, I didn't like to put that out. Like, I'm happy. I used to go through this phase in life that sometimes I just look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh God, I'm not feeling myself. Or if I take a picture, I'm looking at them and I'm deleting them. Like, I go into that phase a lot, but my superpower is that I'm able to snap out of it immediately. So yeah, I don't dwell on things like that. And if it's not happening, I'm just like, I didn't kill anybody. I just move on with my life.
That's class.
Yes. If it happens, I appreciate it. I'm like, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So yeah, I climb the scale and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, wow, this is nice. I said, no wonder that picture that I took today was fire. I liked it. I'm like, okay, this is why.
Buddy.
Yeah. I saw a celebrity. Although somebody said he's not a celebrity, but I saw somebody. I saw a Nigerian celebrity. So I'll give you
that now.
I'll give you three hints. And you guess the person.
You like suspense. Straightforward. Who is it? This one that you're laughing. I hope it's not portable that you saw. Let me not waste my guesses. Is it portable that you saw? This woman, you don't have your time, Rashid. Don't you don't laugh? Let me know.
This one of my hints, the person is a man.
Okay.
Do you have any guess who the person is?
No.
Okay, let me give you the second hint. The second hint is he does not like wearing shirts in his videos.
Flavor.
Nah. Another hint is that he has this white shirt he wears.
Skirt.
Like a
Nigerian celebrity.
It's like white skirt-ish.
Rashida, you are ready to tell us, we are waiting. Me, I don't know who you're talking about. Sorry.
I'll still continue with my hint. I want you to say the person by yourself. This person is dark in complexion.
He wears skirts. Doesn't wear shirts.
You're not getting it. This person is always talking about people on social media.
People on social media.
Yeah, he's always calling people out, especially cream vendors and the rest. No idea. Oh my god, I've given you hints.
What took me off? Is that white skirt? Celebrity that wears a white skirt.
Okay. I was just walking on my own, gingerly on the streets. Just I went for a bit of a walk, and I was coming back. I just saw somebody. I thought this skirt was white. The person was doing a video. And you're like that, and I said, no, you're not this guy. And it was a very dark man.
Is he a celebrity? See, we just wasted our time. Nigerians, we can promote rubbish. Can you imagine? So you wasted our time for this, Rashida. Are you kidding me?
Are you guys serious? You guys don't think he's a celebrity.
Imagine. Wait. What does he do? What is his craft?
His craft, I don't know. His craft is he calls out vendors
I'm in pain.
Oh God, Nigerians are hardly impressed with people. You guys have problem. I actually went to meet him. I said hi. I introduced myself. I even told him that, we have a podcast, the Chill Sisters podcast. Does he want to say a shout out to us?
Please.
And he said, oh no, I don't do adverts. I said that when he started doing it for a lot of people.
Don't try this thing again.
No.
Don't try it. Send this message to me via WhatsApp. Don't try it.
And he said, it's true.
Can we move on, please, Rashida?
But I want to confirm that he was very welcoming. He has a very white seat. And that was it, guys. I don't know. I thought when I come to say I met very dark man on the streets of London, Yusuf will be impressed. He'll be like, you found this Nigerian celebrity on the scene. But as you guys can see, I've tried my best and she's not impressed. So let's go to our player of the day.
When you're done, let me know.
God of mercy.
You're done, please.
I'm done. I've told you. I met very dark man. He was welcoming. I don't know why you're not impressed. But I tried my best. I saw a celebrity for the Chill Sisters, and you are not impressed with my hard work. So I don't know why Yusuf is not impressed. This guy has 1 point.
Celebrity for yourself.
No, this guy has like 1.5 million followers on Instagram. We can as well say he's a celebrity.
Is it by followers?
I think sometimes sometimes it is now.
So if you're able to buy 1.5 million followers, she can buy. I ask you, what is his craft? Let's not drag this, congrats congratulations.
Don't congratulate me.
He's not a celebrity.
Another person has told me that when I told them that, see, people should leave it.
Thank God.
Yeah, not the first person. I'm not even surprised.
Thank God. No, what is paining me is the time I use
to guess who
decoding. So let me tell you, would have spent 1 year today, I would never guess that guy. Never. We'll finish this episode and I will not guess.
You guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let us start this podcast officially now.
Proper.
You see, this is just a somehow somebody.
Thank you.
It brings me to my prayer of this week.
Yes.
It's Ya Allah. Mm-hmm. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is here.
Ramadan
is here. Ya Allah, make us part of Ramadan. Make it easy for us. I love Ramadan. I get excited about Ramadan. It's a blessed month. It's a happy month. It's a month of reflection. It's a month of lots of abundant blessing. It's a month of self-reflection, thinking, getting disciplined, especially me like this, that don't have a lot of discipline. I'm always very disciplined in Ramadan. So alhamdulillah. May Allah make it easy for us.
May we
be part of it. May we see the beginning and may we see the end of Ramadan. Inshallah.
All the blessings.
Yusis, what do you have for us today now?
I'm all ears.
Which one is your all ears?
Take me there.
You didn't go to the street today.
I'm all ears now. You know when I go to the street, it's bloody.
We love it now. Everybody loves when you're on the streets. What were you able to find for us on the streets?
Anyway, this week, I didn't find anything on my sister.
Gege.
But I will try next week.
Which one is I will try next week? You try next week. Let's talk about something very, 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 very important, Yusis. It's depression in marriage. So for a lot of people, they think...
Rampant.
Very rampant, right? For a lot of people, they think when you get married, like, all your problems are solved. Everything is working fine for you. Everything is good. But from the mouth of so many married people and people that have lived it and come out of it and are still there, and like large percentage of people say there's depression in marriage, and most times it's the married women that go through depression. And I'm thinking, makes sense. When you're married, it's as if you're left alone in most cases. It's just like everybody leaves you. You're just there trying to navigate husband, trying to navigate kids, trying to navigate life, trying to navigate everything. Nobody's asking, how are you feeling? Nobody's asking, how are you coping? Nobody's asking, how are you handling this? So it's a lot for lots of married women.
You see, like you mentioned in the beginning, depression is a sensitive topic, just like domestic violence. So sensitive. The worst part of it is a lot of women go through depression without even knowing. Because women are expected to behave in a certain way. Whatever happens, you are the wife, you are the mother figure. Whatever happens, you have the beacon of hope at home. Everybody looks up to you. Everybody needs you to solve their problem. Do you understand? Growing up, even as children, you know, we've taken that burden on only. Depending on your relationship with people, maybe you're afraid to say it. Why? Because you've taken this responsibility upon yourself. I need to be cheerful all the time. I need to give. I need to give. Rashida, the one that I don't get is there are some spouses that will see the pattern in their partners, but they'll ignore it. Especially since it's women, they'll be like, maybe it's her time of the month. Anything that a woman does is associated with her hormone. And it's really sad. Women are dying in silence. Actually, I'm sure you must have heard of since a woman that she gets so sad, nothing interests you. That's one of the symptoms of depression. Even the things that you used to love, you don't care. Disinterest. You just want to be alone. If they ask you, what is it? You don't know. You're crying. Sometimes you seem very angry. If they ask you, what is it? You don't know. You lack energy. Sometimes you are always sleeping, or you don't sleep at all. You don't want to be intimate. So many things. Kikani, and such a meaning. The thing for African women is even worse. Their culture and religion again. They feel depression. This one is the rich people's
sickness.
To concern you with. This rich people's sickness. And which one is depression? Have you not eaten? So which one is you are depressed? They'll just dismiss it. A lot of people, for the fear of that dismissal, man, let me just keep quiet and just go through this alone. If they even know what they're going through is depression.
Some of them don't even know the name.
A lot of us have gone through depression without even knowing.
Without knowing. You don't even know that that's the name of it.
Depression. Some of us who know what it is, we pray about it. If you have a good support system, alhamdulillah, that support system is very, very important. In Rashida, as in, for the past 2-3 years, I've realized the importance of a good support system in your life.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me otherwise. Be it when you're going through hard times, good times, you need that support system in your life.
Was it you that sent me the video of that woman that was talking about something that happened 20 years? Yes. Something that happened 20 years ago, but she still remembers it like it was yesterday.
Thank you.
So I was talking about this lady.
She's vocal about it.
Yeah, no, she was even talking about this lady that called her. She had a baby and she was about to give birth. She went to the hospital to give birth to this baby. Then she didn't have blood. She was bleeding and there was no blood to give her for her to survive. And then there was this young doctor. It happened in Zaria, according to the story.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You said there was this young doctor that was in his final year and he was doing his workmanship or something like that. And he came and he was asking her like, oh, this is your first baby. Where is your husband and everything? And she said that her husband is not here. And the man was shocked. He was surprised. Where's your husband? Husband has gone to see girlfriend. Ah, yeah, she was here bleeding, dying. It was this young doctor that went to buy blood, gave her blood, and she survived. Her story didn't end like that. That was not the end of the story. She didn't survive and everything was okay. She went back home. There was no food for her. There was no food for the baby. The baby was sick. Then she was just at home. Even her family members didn't even know she was sick. She said it was 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, there was no internet. There was no GSM to call.
It's not the wrong part.
You that are looking forward to eat. So she was just here struggling. I don't think she even had money to say, okay, let me run away to my parents' house. She was just struggling with her baby. And the baby became sick and she didn't have money to take the baby to the hospital. Until one of her neighbors said, okay, she should go meet this rich guy. Then people go and line up, tell him their problem and he gives them money or he helps them. And she went. And when she went to meet this guy, she told him her son is sick. She needed medicine. There was no food and everything. And that he just looked at her and said, oh, is he her husband? That why is she coming to him or something like that? And he threw 20 naira at her. And she said it stuck to her brain and she never forgot it. And this lady narrating this story said that 20 years later, that this woman has not forgotten all these things she has been through. And sometimes she calls her, they cry. When she's calling her to tell her all her stories, she's putting her into depression too, that it's affecting her. Sometimes she doesn't even know what to say to her, how to talk to her, that she doesn't even know because she has not healed from all these experiences that she has been through. And it just got me thinking, like, women go through a lot. You don't know what the next woman is going through because she hasn't told you her story.
Yes.
By the time she sits down and tell you her stories, you'll be like, oh wow, it's just ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? And the sad thing for me is you see women going through this, and there are some women, because of where they stand at the moment, that will support men that are doing this. You get, like, it doesn't make sense to me.
And you know that because depression is not physical,
because
it's not a physical thing. So if you're explaining to somebody, it's not everybody that gets it.
Not at all.
Even the people that you think they get it, they don't get it, because you see, you're explaining to somebody somebody, they just okay, yeah, it's
it's just mood swing.
Yeah, exactly. They think you're just
But people commit suicide because of depression. You remember when we were younger, you know, when we these white people, they like committing suicide, then they'll be like, it's depression. Then you see celebrities thinking, okay, they have all the riches, they have the women, they have the men, friends and everything, but then they commit suicide and they'll leave a note, they've been depressed, they've been on drugs. I'm like, what is it? You get a medical condition.
And do you know that there are married women that start taking drugs in their husband's house?
Yes.
I've heard lots of stories like that. They start drinking all
so
this
rampant in the northern in Nigeria. Because that one is even worse. This abuse is being aided and abated by the malams, the so-called malams. You go and complain, no, he koma ki hakuri. Listen to what she's saying. Koma ki hakuri. My God, not everything. Some things need attention. Some of these things need medical attention. And other women will not pour it down on their kids.
Yeah. Transfer of aggression.
Yes. Kingani.
A lot of transfer of aggression goes round.
I am getting emotional. It's really sad. Because you just catch yourself crying, Rahida, from nowhere. You don't know what it is. You're just crying.
And the women are exhausted. Talking about this, happy International Women's Day. We forgot to say
that in the beginning, you and your problem.
Oh, we need to say that this episode is dedicated to all the women around the world for your efforts, for your hard work, for your sacrifices, for everything that you do, be it little. No, you don't do anything little. There's no
nothing little that a woman does.
For your menses, for your little, for everything you do. You're an amazing woman. You're the best thing that has ever happened to this world. Keep pushing, keep moving. You're simply the best thing. Happy International Women's Day to all of you.
We celebrate you. Every woman, everywhere, in every corner, we celebrate you. We love you. Keep shining. Keep being strong. Get the support you need. Get the women group that you need. But be each other's keepers. You need other women in your life. Do not let anybody seclude you from your family, from your friends. You must need women. Not any random women, no. But create that group, that support group that you need. It's really important. Support each other. Be there for each other. It's really, really important. You don't know when you need your women. You don't know when you need their support. You don't know when you need their friendship, but it's really, really important to have them.
Yes, is what of women that, like, while we say get that support group, get that your community, get this, what of women that their husbands don't allow them to do social media? They don't want them to be with their family.
You just want to trigger them in this episode. Has that even sound to you?
And while we are saying that, there are lots of people in that.
Relax. Relax.
I know there's something Matan Kule in the north, right? And I guarantee you it's still happening.
I know. Of course it does. Of course it does. That doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right, but it happens.
It does happen.
Justify it.
So I don't know how. And do you know the worst part of it? Those men that don't want their women to be on social media, they are the most active ones on social media. The irony is so funny, and you can't make it up. Do you understand? So it all stems from the fear of what's happening inwards. He knows what he's doing on the social media. See, if it's about morality, if a woman wants to do something, even before the age of social media, women, they run things. So it will not stop her. Do you get? If you like, lock that woman with padlock. If she wants to do something, guarantee she's going to do it. Let's keep that aside. It's sad that thing still happens, especially in northern Nigeria. It's sad. But do you see how it ends most of the time? Do you see how it ends? Okay, if she's able to endure like 20, 30 years that for some is in the marriage, the kids should give birth to, we end up despising the father. Those are the family that... wannan tsohon yayi ya mutu da Allah me yake jira ne let the father die so that they can inherit whatever they get because the kids are seeing the emotional the physical abuse that is being done to their mother that's a whole discussion altogether on its own speaking to those ones that can be able to do this but are ignorant or are afraid to or they lack the courage or they've not heard somebody say it to them but what is happening to those other women is sad and is a form of abuse on its own because you lock a woman up you know it starts with social media your life revolves around him he goes out does whatever he wants come back you are waiting for him it's you and shit and all the bad thoughts in this life will be running through your head. Of course, you know you cannot walk. Somebody that say you shouldn't use social media, you know you are not working.
Definitely, you're not working.
It's not a case. I don't need to mention that. You get? So that one is an abusive marriage as far as I'm concerned.
It's horrible.
Yes, and you see, the funny one is when they try to get a young lady to marry thinking they can control her. But you see, this is what they are just breaking rules left, right, and center. Socket chain. No, nobody.
If you are a married woman going through depression, may Allah make it easy for you. Yusuf has given you all the gems that you need, support group. And if you're the one that you're in the marriage that you can't get support group, I've met somebody that her husband checks her phone, she chats and she deletes.
That's a form of abuse too.
Yeah, her husband checks her phone.
The thing is, Rashida, sorry to cut you off. There are so many abuse that are going on. That people don't even know they're abused. They're a form of abuse.
The only abuse they know that it's physical. If it's not physical,
thank you. Yes,
then
yes,
it's not abuse.
Yes, yes. And some of them, sadly, they will tell you this all so proudly. It's like you lose your whole identity. You've deleted your own self once you get married. And the worst part of it, like you don't have your hobbies, no likes. There are things that you do before you married this person. So you now pack them in a folder, like in a computer, and press delete. Non-existent. You have to get new hobbies. It actually doesn't make sense to me.
Excuse me. And you have to get new hobbies that is revolved around him and your hobby. Kid.
Wonderful. The sad part of it, which is also rampant. One day you can say to Nibanai, you start from ground zero again. You've lost all your friends, you've lost all your connections, you've lost your hobby, everything. You're starting afresh just by one utterance. Do you get?
Yeah.
So what kind of gamble is that?
Ooh, yeah.
Doesn't make sense. I was existing before you. I'm gonna exist after you.
After you. Yep.
So women are being treated as just an object that should be used. The worst part is some women don't even recognize this or they do and they are so proud to be it just to be that MRS missus. Oh God.
You know, these things are complicated.
They are complicated.
They're complicated. There are some women that like enjoy it and are happy with it and they will even tell you like this is how it's supposed to be that what you're doing is wrong. Talking about okay like now me and you talking about it there are some women that would say these ladies are crazy. Why would you say something like this?
Or they will use the catchphrase, you know, where everybody get emotional, where people don't even listen. They don't even want to know what we actually said. You know the catchword now, feminists.
Yeah, they are feminists. Feminist.
And once you mention that in Iowa, you are good to go. Everybody will support you. Oh, please. Can you do some research
like,
for yourself?
Yeah.
Can you do this? Can you learn things for yourself? Not what other people have fed you. Can you do it yourself?
Just go to Google and type. Because I do that a lot. If I'm not sure of something. If I'm not sure of something or I want to have a point or I want to know something for myself or I just feel like, is what I'm doing the right thing to do? I can go to Google. And funny enough, when you go, there's somebody that has asked that same question. That has asked that same question and they've responded to that person. It's just you reading
the
it.
The perfect response is just waiting for you there.
Yeah, it's just for
just
you to
go
read
and
it.
And do the research for yourself.
And if you are lucky enough, you see different narrations, you see different, some people will say, oh yes, this is how it is. Some people will put it in a more strict way. Some people will put it in a lighter way. But then you'll be able to filter these things. So it's just, please just use your phone. That phone you are are holding. Just use it. Use it wisely.
Not just for Instagram.
It's not just for Instagram. It's not just for WhatsApp. Please use your phone. Use your Google. That Google, it has saved life. It has saved a lot of lives. Just use it. Type it.
Save yourself.
If there's something you're not sure of. See, this AI, sometimes I go and I chat with AI. I ask questions. Even if it's not like Islamically related, I just ask like questions. It will go and it will do the research. If you're even lazy, it will give you the specific things you're looking for. So please just use your phone. I think that will help. Moving on from that depressing topic.
Let's move on.
But we had to talk about it because of International Women's Day. We have to say something that is concerning women. We will not come here every time and be laughing as if we are not serious.
No, we know they do that for you.
As if we are not serious people, as if we don't care about the ladies. That's not our work.
I'm 100% for the ladies.
Ladies are who? Did you watch anything?
Did I? I started watching Anikulapo.
Anikulapo 2. Yeah, the series.
It was not giving. I think I didn't pass like 10 minutes. I stopped. I started again. I know past 15 minutes. I say, hold up. It's not giving any stop. Other than my usual comedies when I'm doing other stuff. No, I didn't see to watch anything like that.
Okay. Since you started watching it and you didn't finish, as the person that I am, we didn't record last week, so I had lots of time. I did a lot of watching. I watched the whole series. I'll come and tell you this. Because I know.
Recommendation.
Yes, I watched it from the beginning to the end. Would
you recommend?
My guy, I'm a fan of your work. What were you doing? What happened? It was just all over the place. The storyline was not giving. I didn't understand it. They added a lot of people. It was good to see all the faces. But like the storyline was not just... I thought it was just me. But I asked around and they said, while I gave it a strong 5, somebody gave it a 1. And I gave it a 5 because the costumes. And you know how I love Kula Folayan's work because he's well into culture. And so I didn't understand. There are some scenes when they brought in Hausa people and they were speaking Yoruba. And I don't know.
It was all over the place.
Yeah. There was a group of understanding girlfriends, Shola Shobowale, Bimbo, and impregnated when he came back to life. All of a sudden, they forgave him, and I didn't just get it. That was that for that one.
She does some scenes or movies. They don't need it like that.
Wallahi, yes. He would have left it like that. That was an amazing ending. Amazing. Everything was amazing in that one.
Leave him like that.
This series, disappoint. Gone.
Under my spirit, I will start, it will stop. My sister.
Your spirit said, don't bother.
Like rubbish.
Have you seen Netflix? Have Netflix recommended One Day for you?
See, Rashida, Amazon Prime gives more exciting
movie. Yeah, I noticed that.
Than Netflix. Yeah. Do you understand? These days, I see myself more in Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
See, I'll be swiping, searching on Netflix. If you see me watching anything on Netflix, I usually end up watching my old comedy movies or something that I've watched before. Yeah. Not all the new movies that have been dropping. I don't know if it's me, I'm beginning not to understand
what's happening on Netflix. I like the camera quality on Netflix more than Amazon Prime. That's why I tend to go to Netflix
for Nigerian movies.
Any movie. Or maybe it's easier for me to navigate Netflix than Amazon Prime, but Amazon Prime have more exciting Nigerian movies than
Talking about Nigerian movies here. Okay. Anyway,
so One Day is not a Nigerian movie. One Day is an American movie. It's a series based on a book by David. There was an original film starring Anne Hathaway. It was in 2011. But this time around, they're back with another one. It's limited series with new cast members. And so that's what I'm currently watching. It's interesting. The storyline, this boy and a girl. So they met on their last day of uni and they knew they were going their separate ways. So it was like a one night stand thing, but they didn't end up doing anything. But they became friends along the line. They would meet every year just to like catch up on life and see what is going on with their life and stuff like that. Emma and Dexter, that's their names. I heard it had a sad ending. I've not watched it to the end,
Don't
but
tell us.
it has a start. I didn't even want to hear
You are,
how
oh, so you
it
hate spoilers, but you love giving them. Can you imagine? Are you?
I've told them to skip if they don't want to hear. I do the same thing. When somebody wants to give me spoilers, I skip so that I will not, except if I'm really intrigued to hear what happened, I will listen to it. And if you tell me I'm going to cry, I will not cry. So that's that one. That's what I'm currently watching. That was how the week went. It gave me time to watch some things. I watched two limited series, or I'm currently watching. I finished one limited series, currently watching one. Uses, let me ask
You
you.
did a good job this week.
I did a good job, ba.
Well done.
Thank you,
Yeah,
thank you,
well done
thank
with
you.
the movie recommendations, the spoilers. We thank you. At least the
The week did not waste. I
week
had to come back to give you guys something,
no waste.
something. Somebody tweeted something.
Yeah.
A woman who has been in
Okay.
coma for over a decade in a nursing home just gave birth to a baby.
What?
How cruel can people be?
Very
Hopefully,
cool.
everyone involved will be jailed for life. She now said, some men are monsters. How can you even do something like this?
I think I've heard something similar. It should be last year or 2 years ago. So the thing is becoming rampant.
Oh my
Same thing.
God.
You said yours, she's in a coma. This
Yeah.
one, I think the lady was in a care home, but her situation is so bad that she can't speak.
Oh my
And I think
God.
she's fixed ears. So this nurse has been raping her, so she
Oh
got
my
pregnant.
God. Oh my God. That
Hi.
sends
Hi.
chills to my bones.
What are you even saying? When is it which country that they don't like leaving male attendants in mortuary now? Because the
Ah!
corpse,
Stop it.
dead
Stop it.
body. Let's leave English safe. Dead body. Have you not
What?
seen this picture in India where they are putting locks now in graves because men come there, exhume the body if it's a woman, and rape?
What is happening to people?
Hi. Well, Rashida. So you see, let's leave this matter. It's crazy. Left to me is okay. This thing, is it sappy? They're doing it for all these spiritual purposes because it no make
People are
sense.
not scared.
It doesn't make.
You go and sleep with a cop. You sleep with somebody that is in coma. You sleep with somebody that is mentally sick. What is
Guy.
happening?
So Rashida, the things men do. My head cannot wrap, my brain cannot decipher. Only them can answer, and God that can see their heart. It's not me and you.
It feels like a fetish or
It's very
something.
sad. It can be because when you and devil are having lunch, dinner, and breakfast every day, you'll be having meetings. Okay, today this is what because
Because
of
I
all
saw
the
a
living things that
she.
are moving left, right, and center that you can get.
So she's
No,
in
I think
coma now. Oh my
there's this
God.
thing. Yeah, there's this thing they derive pleasure from is that total control. And
Control.
that's the whole thing about rape. They pin the woman down, they overpower you, they rape you, and you
Reminds me
go.
of this series that I watch. God, what the things I watch is crazy. Dema, have you watched it?
I
Dema.
refuse to watch it. I
Yeah.
refuse. I
They even brought
refuse.
out another series or something like that. I'm like, are you guys
I re
crazy?
intentionally
Oh no, that
refuse.
guy, it's a true life story. That guy was sick. I could
I
not believe what I
refuse
was
to
watching.
watch.
I could not just believe it. But you know, sometimes I watch all these things just to see, for the experience, to see how crazy people can be.
Because for Demar or what, Shah,
Yeah.
it's a true life
It's a true
story.
life
The victim's
story.
family are still alive. The
Yeah.
surrogates, so they were
Yeah.
complaining.
And he
Why
even
would
won
you
an
even
award
make it
for
into a
it.
series with total madness? Do you understand? Some families
Yeah.
have not gotten over it. So what are you doing? It was trending all over social media, especially
Yeah, I
Twitter.
watch it.
So what
So,
I've read
my
was
dear.
gory enough for me.
Yes. No, it's a crazy,
Than to come
crazy
and sit, give how
movie.
many hours and be watching? No, no, no.
It was
Elvis actually.
crazy. I watched it and I'm like,
I should have been
what?
there. Sorry,
I'm
I
like, you
couldn't.
mean somebody like this walked the earth? He walked the earth. He was going around. It's horrible. He was going around and there was evidence like they would have stopped him, but they did not stop him. He killed so many
Russia.
people. Oh my God, that was a disgusting.
There's something similar, but it's milder. I won't say milder because people's lives were taken, but this one is a nurse. I think on Netflix it's called The Nurse or something. You can search. What he does is he injects these patients
Oh
and kills them.
yeah, I've seen it. He was killing patients
But
in the
do you
yeah,
know
I've
this guy
not
of
watched
Justin
it.
that he's helping them?
Yeah,
Which
he said,
hospital
yeah,
he
that's what
goes,
he said.
that's what he does. And he works in the emergency unit. But because he's a white guy, you know that white privilege.
We're still going from
Because
one
it's
hospital
persistent
to
with
the
every
other.
hospital you go. Thank you. Killing patients. So you see these white people, the kind of things that run through their head, Rashida, is only them and God. Hey! No, 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 no. Anyway, yeah. I will not recommend you.
Just so that you know, so if I haven't watched it, I will not be able to tell you. So just so that you know, but like I could not believe it. I was like, what? He was later murdered. Somebody said God sent him to kill him and he killed him.
Imagine.
And most of the time you see that like in his own case, he came from a dysfunctional home. You know, his mother was seeing what did they call it? She was seeing aliens and stuff. It was crazy. Anyway, Ilsis, it's time for us to go. This episode,
Okay. I've been intense.
he looks like a.
Punishment for the one with the within.
I swear, he
Sorry,
sounds like a punishment.
sorry.
Before we go, let's play a game. Been a while we played a game. Can you guess like the three jobs, just three jobs that lie a lot? They are lying, five and six.
Yes.
I knew that was the first one you got. I knew it.
Housing agents.
Housing agent, okay.
Which one? Bankers.
Bankers lie a lot.
Okay, don't worry. When you finish signing those papers, you didn't hear, then you gonna know.
Oh my God. You forgot to add police
Well,
officers.
sorry, pardon me. You said three now. I can give you 10. The nurse repeat.
Police officers, they lie. Lawyers are number one on the
Now
list.
their work now.
Number one on the list. Yes, this was a nice episode. This was fun.
It is.
It's
It's
good
good
to
to
be
be
back.
back.
Yeah, I had fun. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, I did most definitely. Even though we touched on sensitive topics, but I'm fine. I'm good. Happy to be back. Super excited.
So guys, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as
Thank
we
you.
did.
Thank
Please don't
you.
forget to like, comment, subscribe, leave you, and we appreciate it. We are always
Yeah.
happy to be here
We
recording
do.
for you every week.
Well, don't forget to particularly those suggestions, give us a review. What you want us to talk about? We're all ears. Like I always say, let's grow together. Thank you very, very much for coming back. We apologize once more for missing last week. We try our best. We continue to try our best. Thank you so much for listening thus far. Hope you enjoyed. See you next week. We love you. Happy International Women's Day
Gay.
once more.